we just had working for a nuclear free city there doing 88 Long Geese. Before that did Times Are Changing. We had Saturna do Chasing the Unpredictable, and Bricolage did Bayonets. A whole bunch of material from only a year or two ago that I had completely forgotten about. Until right now. So you all get to hear it again. We are approaching 7 p.m. here on the James Dean Death Car Experience. You are tuned to WMBR Cambridge, in case you're wondering where you are. At least where you are on your radio dial. You're at 88.1. Here with us. And I do mean us today, here in the control room. We have Paul here. He is a contributor to WMBR, donated for an hour of airtime on our last fundraiser. And he's here to play some music for you. We're going to jump right into that. We're going to start with Public Image. And we're going to hear them do Public Image.
Thank you. certain faith.
Good evening, everyone. You are still listening to the James Dean Death Car Experience here on WMBR in Cambridge. But you'll notice that I am not Lisa. Lisa has been gracious enough to allow me to come in here and usurp an hour of radio time. So I've been delighted to play some tunes for you. The song that you just heard is a classic by Mission of Burma. That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate. Before that, we heard Moped, another short and sweet song called Global Probing. Before that, from Wales, the 60-Foot Dolls. They did Talk to Me. Prior to that, the Beatnik Film Stars. They did Look Up and Be Amazed. Prior to that, Ash did Kung Fu, and we started out with Public Image Limited doing Public Image. Now, the next song I'm going to play for you is by a gentleman who you might know from the band whose name I just forgot, but it's a very good song. It's man's name is Rob Crow. He's been with a number of different indie bands, and this song is called I Hate You, Rob Crow.
Don't leave me now.
Is
taking, it's the lessons learning too. Everywhere around the world now, they're turning on to you. Crystal blue. Every boy and every girl will soon be doing their best to get to you. The world is turning on. The world is turning on. Turning, turning, turning. The world is turning on.
On your own, on your own.
Okay, that was Blooms by Marmoset. That yet another really short track from a short set of poppy music. Before Marmoset, we heard the Spinanes doing Sunday. Before that, my favorite Nova Scotia band, Sloan, did G Turns to D. And before that, continuing our Welsh theme, the Poustics did The World is Turning On. Before that, we heard the And Ors from out of San Diego doing Screams Nicole. And starting out, we did a song by Rob Crow called I Hate You, Rob Crow. And that will bring us up to the Cheese of the Week. Lisa was gracious enough to let me do the cheese, and I've picked a 1980 song on vinyl. A Canadian band who have reunited so that they can continue to play this song over and over again for you. It's actually two songs, so you get more cheese for your listening dollar. We're going to play for you This Beat Goes On and Switching to Glide.
Request you in the Mercedes. I'll find a thousand ways. I played hide and seek and found you. I brought a small bouquet to give you, full of daydreams and cliches to please you. I'm such a novice at this. Forgive me, forgive me. Sometimes stranger to a kiss. What you say to me, to give you what you want me to love you like I should do. Sometimes stranger to a kiss.
Personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual peers. And in homosexual leanings, narcissism, transsexuality, girls from the waist up, men from the waist down, attempts to be your own love object. Reconcile your parents to you by becoming both at once. Even Marilyn Monroe was a man, but this tends to get overlooked by our mother-fixated, overweight, sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants, but they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager who's the adult alcoholic who's the middle-aged suicide boy. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
Noticing the change, we are taking time. Everybody knows, everybody's fine. And we'll figure out purpose in the end. Unless we have to jump, unless we have to swim.
Can I find a phone? Can I drop a dime? Can I get a loan? Running out of time. And I'll have a toast. What it's all about. Doesn't move us on. Doesn't move us out. Hold your tongue. Brace yourself. Give me a kiss. Show me what I miss.
Okay. I hope you've woken up. I sure have. That was the Boo Radleys doing Wake Up Boo. I wake up to that song every morning. I have that playing on my cell phone, and that's how I wake up to that cheerful song. But I always shut it off before the horns kick in, so it's a treat for me to actually listen to the rest of the song and not have to leap out of bed and shower and get ready for work. Before the Boo Radleys, our a cappella track was Uncorrected Personality Traits from I Often Dream of Trains. Before Robin Hitchcock, we heard Luca Bloom from Ireland doing Delirious. Before that, we heard Robert Pollard of Guided by Voices doing the Roofers Union Fighting Song from his first solo LP, Not in My Air Force. And before that, we heard some very damaged rockabilly from the Cramps doing an old Dwight Pullen song, Sunglasses After Dark. And at the top of the set, we did the Kings doing This Beat Goes On, Switching to Glide, our Cheese of the Week, or a classic from 1980. You decide. And now we're going to move to a song by Haywood called Button Up Buttercup. Okay, we've ended up with two instrumentals for you. What you just heard was a rare instrumental track from the Buzzcocks, Walking Distance, from the Love Bites album. Before that, one of my favorite modern surf bands, Los Straitjackets, did Pacifica, and we started out with Haywood doing Button Up Buttercup. I want to thank Lisa for letting me usurp an hour of her time, and I want to thank those listening. I know my brother's listening out in L.A. I appreciate their listening, and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant evening.
Boy, do I dig this way out music.